Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Let's see what's in my lucky dip pot today. Suzanne's asked, when does blue act as a neutral and when does it act as a colour? Navy obviously is a colour neutral and cobalt blue is a colour, but what about other blues? So when we think about neutrals, the darker the colour, the more something becomes a neutral rather than being seen as a colour. Now navy, I don't know where it became a traditional neutral from, but really it's that and kind of the olive khaki greens you see in some uniforms are the probably two most coloured neutrals that we really think about. But they always have that aspect of being a colour and therefore creating some colour contrast when you are, you know, putting them with other things. So any dark colour or very muted colour, so the more muted the colour becomes, the more greyed down, the more grey it looks rather than looking blue or green or whatever, the more it becomes more neutral. And less obvious. So it's when you're looking at it going, is it obvious? Is it the colour that, is it standing out as a colour or is it fading away into the background? So if we're thinking about like say cobalt blue, something like what I'm wearing, it's much more obvious a colour than a navy blue would be. It's also a bit brighter and it has more impact. And so therefore it's more obviously coloured. It's always a colour neutral. So it's always a colour in a way because it's a colour neutral, but we just behave as a neutral. So dark colours because they recede and muted colours because they recede. So both dark and muted colours have a receding qualities and therefore they are less noticeable, particularly when we put them with lighter and brighter things. So they become the foil, they become the backdrop, they become less obvious. I don't know at what point you look at something and go, that's more neutral than coloured as far as a blue go. I think that's probably up to personal interpretation. But I really think about darker and more muted is always more neutral or less obvious than anything that's brighter. And of course, remembering when we look at colour overtones and undertones. So the overtone of colour is how we look at it and how we describe it. So warm colours overtoned are the reds, pinks, yellows, oranges, and they have advancing qualities and so come forwards, versus our blues and greens and some of our violets are more receding. And this is why when we think about the coloured neutrals that we have, they tend to be more on the receding side. So our navy and our kind of olivey greens are a bit more receding than, you know, because of that property of their overtone being receding anyway. So there's no really specific answer to this. I think it's really kind of go with your gut in many ways to go, is it creating too much contrast for me or not enough, depending on what you're putting it with. Okay, next question comes from Kim. I'm a tall H shape. Can I do a column of colour without it making me look too tall? So this is one of those things that often we like a column of colour because it creates a long line through the body and it means we're not cutting ourselves off at our hips or our waists or somewhere where we really don't want to draw attention to, because every horizontal line draws attention to itself. And this is why it's such a fantastic tool for, you know, creating a column makes you look taller and slimmer. So it is something to think about, is where are those horizontals? Because every hem on garments creates a horizontal line on your body and these are shortening and broadening. So every time we change colour with, you know, if I've got a pair of boots and then I change colour to my jeans and then I change colour to my top and then I have another jacket over the top and that's slightly different hem, every hem there and every the end of the boots, the start of the jeans, you know, all those things are creating horizontals and these are shortening and broadening. So if we think about a column of colour, what we're doing is we're getting rid of, particularly around the middle, our midsection, and so many of us have, I either don't want tummy or hips and thighs to be the obvious place where the colour changes, but that's where tops go into bottoms. So a column of a colour is a brilliant solution. But if you're already tall and you don't want to look taller, so this is where I would be using coloured and patterned shoes to create the column of color through your body, but then break it up by changing the shoe color. So if you're petite, blending the shoes means you look taller, but if you are tall already, then changing the shoe color, what we're doing is we're putting a horizontal, we're putting a change of color there. We're shortening your legs down just a bit by changing that color of the shoe, and therefore that's kind of having a, you know, like it's reversing some of the elongating effect of that column of color. You could also, of course, think about, you know, different color jacket and things on the top if you're doing an inner column of color, and that'll also have a hem. And so that will, you know, also help to create a little bit of a, you know, a break in your body as well. So rather than just doing one long color and nothing else. So that jacket over the top, the cardigan, the third layer over the top in a different color from your inner column is also going to be slightly less elongating than if we have no, you know, it's just one long piece. So there you go. There's some thoughts. If you're just wearing a dress, which can also be a column of color, think about having different colored shoes again as well. So that is another option. So the different colored shoes would be my tip if you're particularly tall already, but you still want to get some of the slimming effect of that column of color. Okay. Lynn said, what color to go for in blue jeans? Well, let's see. There are so many. And this is where often many of us like to have a bit of a range. So there are different sorts of blues in jeans. We've got our really pale jeans right through to the very dark indigo. So we're just going to talk blue here, not black and other coloured jeans. So when you are thinking about with blue jeans is thinking about if you have some jeans that relate to your ideal value. So that is the same kind of value or lightness or darkness as your hair. So you can see I have light hair, therefore light jeans work well for me. If you have dark hair, darker jeans. So if you've got really dark hair, go for really dark indigo jeans. If you've got light hair, go for lighter colored blue jeans. Now, of course, you know, some of us want to wear, you know, I want to wear some dark jeans sometimes too, because, you know, honestly, every time I wear my light jeans, my dog jumps on me and my leg's a big muddy paw mark. And so I don't, they're in the wash all the time. So, you know, a darker pair of jeans is handy, but then I will go for a mid dark rather than a really dark. And that way I can still work with my value contrast and have other things that are more medium in value so that they don't look so dark. So if you're very dark naturally, I wouldn't go for the really light jeans so much. I'd go for more the medium light if you want to go light. So it's thinking about kind of going with that kind of ideal value. And then, of course, with jeans, there is some differences in the blues. There are warmer blues and cooler blues. Now, blue is essentially a cool color, so cool people can wear all the blues. But for the warm people, you get better to go for ones that are slightly more yellow, slightly got a more warmer, more slightly turquoisey or slightly yellowed appearance. Sometimes you'll see it on the inside. They often used to call it dirty denim, where it had a kind of yellow wash over it. So the inside, instead of being white, was slightly yellow. These are a little bit warmer, but I wouldn't worry about that too much. Think about more about what is the same lightness or darkness of your hair and choose denim that it relates to that. And they will work really well with lots of outfits. So thank you for sending your questions. Please keep them coming. Imogen at insideoutstyleblog.com. If you want to know much more, I mean, you know, what's this value thing? You probably might have never heard of this before. All those sorts of things, understanding colors, please head over to my blog. I've got lots and lots of blog posts on how to understand these things, how to find your value contrast, what is value anyway, understanding color properties. When we're talking about neutrals, what are neutrals? I've got lots of posts on all these things to help you, really empower you to understand what works, what doesn't for you, and how you can define your own personal style so that you can have a wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.